Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody again. The markets are all green here in the grain, so that's a good thing. May corn up 24.5 cents at 754.5. May wheat up 28.75 cents at 1098. And May beans up 19.25 cents at 1668.5. The wheat opened up about 13 cents lower and immediately rallied. It opened lower on the better weather forecast throughout much of the central plains, looking at anywhere from 1 inch to 4 inches of rain in the central part of the country. And down south, they're actually looking for some rains there next week as well. So that put the initial pressure on. That's why we opened lower. But with the ongoing war and nothing positive coming out of the peace talks, the market immediately rallied. We rallied a dime in the first few minutes and stayed strong most of the day out here. The beans were higher. The meal wound up closing down about 390, and the oil was up 108. So theoretically off the crush, we should have been 2 or 3 cents higher in the beans, but we were 19 cents higher. I'm not sure if the beans will hold up all that well, particularly if the reason we rallied today was the war. You know, we just don't see that the war is going to have a major effect on the bean market out here. Perhaps on the sunflower side, but overall, I don't think it's going to be a huge, huge impact as it would be on the corn and the wheat. The corn was very strong here today, up 24.5 cents again. We keep holding that 725 level on a closing basis. As long as we do that, the market can certainly move higher. Every time we get down to some of these key areas, we're able to bounce the market back up. But it all depends really on the war. Every time Putin opens his mouth and says the war is ongoing and we don't see any peace treaties or any ceasefires out there, the market rallies. I think left on its own, I think the markets will probably be a little bit softer with the improving weather out here. But as long as the war is in the back of everybody's mind, it doesn't seem like we're going to be able to break this market too hard. Interestingly enough, though, the dollar was down 61 ticks at 98 cents. The Dow Jones was higher. You would expect if the war is continuing, the Dow would be lower and the dollar would be stronger. That didn't happen. But crude oil in the aftermarket right now is up 918 at 104.21. That's a little over a buck higher than where it closed during the day session. So the higher crude oil prices certainly helping the grains out here. The export sales this morning were, you know, okay on the wheat, 470 combined, good on the corn, 2 million metric tons. A little bit light on the beans at 1.7, but not bad. One of the analysts came out and said that they expect the corn acres to be down about 1 million. Bean acres up 1 million, but over a 2 million increase in wheat. So we'll see where they can actually get those acres. It's a lot of acres, but it's certainly possible out here, but we'll see. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-Hedge.